What we're dealing with here, littering air, is a complete lack of respect for the law.
And smoke in the reef.
Called the dust pop.
We live in a society of laws.
Dust pop?
Yeah. No, it's not real.
This thing of weed.
Takes one shot a weekend of training to get that bag.
Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome back to the one and only Police Academy podcast. This is an interview episode with the one and only Mark Hildebrand. And the reason I'm emphasizing that, the one and only, is because he is the one and only Mark Hildebrand. I am the one and only Terrence Herrick. This is the one and only podcast that gets interrupted by my stupid cell phone. Throwing in the corner, but we talk about being authentically you, being who you were born to be, who you are today, right? That doesn't mean not improving who you are, but not being afraid to be who you are. It's a great point that we touch on in this episode. We really, really dig into, and it's just one highlight of this interview, and it is a good one. Honestly, it's a great one. Mark was a phenomenal guest. He brings tons of energy and has all kinds of wisdom to share. So I hope you all listen to the entire thing. I guess I should introduce our guest. Mark is a current law enforcement officer with LAPD. He struggled with a 100-pound weight loss journey. Right? He's seen failure, as we all have, and overcome it in a smashing success. Let's put it that way. So we talk about failure, how to reframe that, how to find success through failure. Of course, we talk about physical and mental fitness, connecting with your family, and you know, controlling your, again, fitness, family, career, taking control of those things and rather than letting them control you. Surrounding yourself with better people, finding good mentors, all of those things and above. Tons of great stuff in this episode. I'm not going to continue to go on about it because just listen to the dang thing and you will see what I mean. So, Mark was a great guest. Mark, thank you again for jumping in on, outside of your normal schedule. I know it was a challenge to fit us in, but we appreciate you coming on. Before we get to the interview, I must remind you that we do have an affiliate program with Audible still. If you learn well, right, if you find mentorship through audio, which I hope you do because you're listening to that right now, right, then Audible is a great place to be because every author of every book that you listen to there is a mentor to you. And there's hundreds of thousands of titles on Audible to choose from. And I've recommended many on this show in the past. I don't have any recommendations today. Black Rednecks and White Liberals is still one of my favorite audiobooks of all time. So that I'll give you that one. But if there's a book that's been on your list and you haven't had time to read it, go check it out on Audible. If you use audibletrial.com/policeacademypodcast, you can get that book. You can pick any book. So, right, you have that one book you haven't had time to read. Go check it out on Audible, see if you like it. And if you don't, just cancel your membership before your second month starts and it won't cost you a dime. That's at audibletrial.com/policeacademypodcast. Secondly, I must remind you that we do have a membership program and of the benefits of said program. That's over at Patreon, patreon.com. We have three levels of membership. The first being the hey, I care about what you're doing. I care about our police officers and the welfare of our country as a whole. And I want to support that. I want to give police officers a voice. And so here's $4 a month. All right, that's our lowest membership level. It gives you the opportunity to put a minuscule amount of money, right? That's like less than one thing at Starbucks a month toward something that matters and that's making a difference. But it also gives you access to our private chat server where all of our members are, including all of our guests, at least the ones that choose to participate in the conversations there. That's the lowest membership level. Then we have a middle one and the top one, which gives you access to, well, first you get our Tumblr, no one else, you can't buy this, right? No one else gets that. And everything that we put out on the membership, every video, every early release, every giveaway, everything that we have. So that's our top tier. But you can see everything that we're doing there at patreon.com. And then you type in Police Academy, you'll find us, or patreon.com/Police Academy podcast. And you can check out what we're doing over there. It's an awesome thing for us, as a podcast. You know, it gives us a steady flow of some income so that we can take that money and reinvest it in the show, make things better. You know, I'm going to have to get a new mixer here pretty soon because, this one's been great, but the software is no longer supported. So, I'm having some issues in regard to that. So, I mean, it allows us to not only maintain the systems that we have, but also develop them and make them better, bring better content, you know, to do more. And that's, you know, we're currently, for example, developing our t-shirt designs, and they're not just about t-shirts, right? This is we're creating an entire new brand that is essentially a spinoff from Police Academy podcast. More on that later, but that takes money to develop the design. I'm not a designer, so I got to pay somebody to design it, to find the supplier, which Tony Malik at thebadgelife.com has helped us with. You know, to get the short shirts ordered, shipped, all that stuff costs a pretty good chunk of change. And the membership allows us to do those things. And that is why we are now doing them. People have been asking for merchandise, for shirts, and everything else for a long time. And we're finally doing that. We're in the process of making that happen because we can afford to do that. So thank you to all of our current members for making that happen. And if you want to be a part of that, go check us out, patreon.com/Police Academy podcast. I'll quit blabbering on and let Mark do the rest. I hope you all enjoy the show. We'll see you on the flip side. Mark, thanks for joining us. Let's just jump right into it. Just give our audience a quick rundown of what you're doing now, your background, and we'll go from there.
Oh, for sure. For sure. First off, thank you for having me, Terrence. So my name is Mark Hildebrand. I'm a police sergeant from LAPD. I have about 18 years on, a little over 18 years. And I'm sure we're going to get into this today. I had a lot of the things that we're going to talk about here today. I struggle with a lot. I struggle with my health, my fitness. I was out of shape before getting into the academy. I let it go again once I became and got on the street. And I was like one of those person who was like giving it all to my career. I felt I was born to be a police officer. And what I realized is I lost track of some of the important stuff that we'll probably talk about here today. And that's pretty much me in a nutshell. Now I help police officers, first responders, firefighters, people in that crazy and unpredictable career, basically prove to them that they can take control of not only their health and fitness, mental, physical, and emotional health, but also create a epic connection with their family and own their police career. And that's what I do now.
Awesome. So right out of the gates, wow, can't talk today. You're hitting on something that my audience and our members especially are very often concerned about, and I know it hits home for many of them, and that is you know, how do I go from where I'm at now, which often is not the ideal picture of fitness, both physically and mentally, and we'll definitely get into that. But physically, I need to prepare for this career. And obviously there's tons of stress and fear, you know, am I going to make it? Am I going to pass the entry PT test, all this stuff. So, tell us about your story. And then if you could kind of give some guidance to those who are in that place now of like, okay, I have a long ways to go. How do I get from where I'm at to where I want to be?
That is such a great question. So I'm a little bit different than most. And I think it's important to understand that like the career that we work is different than most. So approaching it from a different perspective, I think is something that kind of like opened my eyes. So whenever I have succeeded, and also whenever I failed, it had a lot to do with the people that I surrounded myself with. And when I surrounded myself with people who were, you know, focusing on their health and fitness, becoming better at that, they didn't have to have reached a certain level or anything, but they were just in the process of growing through that, it got me to show up too. Especially people that I could connect with, the people who understood me, understood this career, understood what I was trying to do, and wanted to also make their family and all these kind of things a priority because, you know, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? So, like, hanging out with the right people just got me to show up more consistently. And I noticed that when I was failing, when I was struggling, it was also because I was starting to hang out with the wrong people. I mean, even so much as, like, when I was, like, thriving in my police career, like, I was hanging out with other people. People who were bringing in numbers, people who were like making a difference in the community, people who like cared about their career. And I also noticed that when I was like teamed up, because at LAPD, we actually, we worked two-man cars. And when I was starting to hang out with the people that we like to refer to, or people like to refer to as slugs, or people who were just like, just doing the bare minimum, it got me to do the bare minimum too. And it's just the power of the people that you surround yourself with. So I know a lot of people are like, well, you know, how can I get better at push-ups? How can I get better at pull-ups? How can I get better at the 0.5 mile run? And yes, there are tactics to implement there, but if you don't have the right mindset, you're not hanging out with the right people, it's going to get you off track. And it doesn't matter like what nutrition program you're following or what fitness program you're following, because you're not going to be able to follow it for long enough. So I would say that it's so important to make sure that you're surrounding yourself with the right people as much as possible and eliminating the outside noise from the
right. So we're kind of, you're kind of cutting a little bit, but, how do, especially if they're not in law enforcement yet, right? They don't have connections with, people necessarily of like mind, especially if they're in a more rural environment, there's not a lot of people around, generally speaking. How do you, think that they can go about finding the right people, and also getting rid of the people who they need to kind of separate from or distance themselves from, which is a really hard thing and very socially sensitive subject. But the reality is sometimes you got to cut ties. So what advice do you have there?
So my first bit of advice is like, why are they even listening to your podcast right now? Because they most likely want to hang out with you and they want to be in that right frame of mind. They want to prepare themselves for the academy. They're hanging out does not necessarily have to mean like being there physically, even though that that could be something, right?
Right.
And so hanging out, finding different places, maybe like different, even like on social media, there's different places where when you come to it and like you are following somebody, you're watching a video, you're listening to a podcast. If at the end you feel more fueled, more energized, you're doing the things that you want to do, you're already doing that. Mm-hmm. You just might need to plug in, double down, maybe spend more time in your community. Like, what do you need to do to continue to generate that excitement and that action you're taking, right? And the same is true for the opposite. So yes, there's going to be times in your personal life that you cannot remove people completely, but you can reduce it or you can unfollow people. Like there's ways like on social media that you could do it without them even knowing that you unfriended them. But there's always ways that you could reduce the people who are like bringing you down, which is like, and it's kind of funny too, because I don't want people to think that like, because somebody feels like, you know, after they communicate or after they watch what it is that you're posting, that they feel kind of like down, like they're getting pulled down. It's not necessarily that person. It's just like the connection that you have with them. Because some people are like, Mark, I freaking love your energy. Bring it. And some people are like, dude, get away from me. That doesn't have anything to do with me. It has to do with like them, right? And so when I'm like, okay, that's great. Because if you find that I'm the kind of person that takes from you, please like unfollow me, like go somewhere else, because that's not the kind of energy that you want to be around. But if you're like, I'm fired up after we get off this call, I'm going to go run 10 miles. Like, you know, there's people who tell me that. And I'm like, then plug into that. So spend more time in the areas where you feel like, man, I feel better. I feel more focused. I feel like more on point. Spend more time there and then reduce over here. It's not going to be a perfect world. Like nothing is ever going to be perfect. You just got to do the best you can, right? And like I said, continue listening to your podcast. Continue plug it into what you got here. And by doing that, it's literally going to make sure that you're hanging out with the right people.
Right. So what internal conversation do you have as far as like how do you motivate yourself? For those who don't have that ability to kind of like turn the fire on for themselves, and they've got to listen to high energy guys like you, how do you you know, bring that energy?
That's a great question. So I ask myself powerful questions. So when you want powerful answers in your life, you ask yourself powerful questions. And a question that I would ask myself is, who needs me to be on my A game today? Like, who needs me to bring it? Mm-hmm. And when I think about, like, let's say, and I'm going to point over here in the other room because I have two kids, Andrew and Alyssa, 10 and 12. And when I think about the fact that I could let them down if I don't bring it, if I hit the snooze button and I don't have that like flow of all the things that I do in the morning time to prepare myself, you know, whether it's getting my pre-workout in, getting my workout in, reading a book, plugging into my mastermind team, like doing all those things that like literally fuel me, practicing gratitude, like thinking about what I'm grateful for, like I'm going to let them down. And so for me, my it can also be my greatest weakness too, is sometimes I think about other people all the time. I think about other people more than I think about myself. But when I reverse that and I say, you know what, they need me to show up on my A game. So that means I need to fill this cup up first. That gets me to just get up, get excited, and read something that fuels me. Because just like you guys, just like how I'm telling you to like find those people that fuel you, I have people who fuel me too. I don't wake up every day like excited and jazzed to go. I just put myself in that mindset. So, you know how when you have a schedule and you're telling your time where to go, you're like, okay, this time I'm going to have this, this time I'm going to have this interview, this time I'm going to do this, right? This is when I'm going to be at work. Well, I do that with my mind. I do that because I listen to right podcasts. I plug into like my mastermind team and my mastermind calls. I plug into podcasts that fuel me, and I really plug into personal development, some kind of book that is going to get me to like really show up. And is it perfect? Like I said, no, it's never perfect. But as long as I can tell my mind where to go, more often than not, I continue to focus on that and it takes me through the day. But once again, that's also my superpower. My superpower is like, it's contagious energy. It's contagious action. Because when you show up, and I'm going to breathe this belief into you, you're going to take action. You're going to do it over time and you're going to have incredible results. And so you're going to want to spend more time. And so for me, that's my superpower. And I know that everybody has a superpower and that might not be it, but how I do it is I fuel myself like I'm asking you guys to, which is like really focus on who you surround yourself with. And a book can be like a great mentor. So can a mastermind. So can a coach. So can, you know, anything that you can like really, that fills you up your cup, that's going to tell your mindset where to go. And it's going to get you started off on the right side of the bed, right?
Right. So a couple things there. First, and I've never thought of it this way, but you're talking about superpowers, and so you put it in this kind of in this context. So you think about like any superhero movie you've ever seen, right? There's usually, especially now, think Marvel. Sorry, all you DC fans. DC's fine too. Don't get offended. But Marvel or DC, whatever it is, and you have these, you know, cosmic collisions between the bad guy and the good guys. And oftentimes it's not just one superhero that is fighting this fight, right? You have an entire cast of superheroes who all have their own superpower. So Mark, you have this like amazing energy and people need that. I'm one of those people. Usually my best friend is just like you. He's got so much energy, and I've done so much in my life only because he forced me. He would not leave me alone and force me to go out and do that thing, whether it was like playing sand volleyball or getting into a soccer tournament or whatever it was, right? Like, he's just always on the go. And when I'm like, I just don't feel like it, he just would just keep pushing and pushing until I gave in and we went and did it. So he was that guy for me. Like, he got me, he made me better because he kept me moving. So I'm not that's not my superpower. I need guys like you, Mark, to give me that energy. And like you said, you have your own basically mentors who you look to for the things that are not your superpowers. And that's the other thing that as you're talking, you know, came to mind, is like, okay, if you don't know where to find people face to face that make you better, right? Those five quote unquote friends, really mentors that you should surround yourself with. You know, guys like you and I are those people. So, you know, dig into those podcasts, those books, whatever. And those people should have mentors themselves. Mark, you have people that you look to that fill you and fill in the gaps that you are not your strengths. And so then you can bring a better product, a better mentorship to those who listen to you. And I do the same. So for everyone listening, if you're listening to someone who thinks they know it all and are not being fed by other mentors, and sometimes it's hard to tell, then they're probably not someone that should be your mentor, because we all need to be led and we all need to lead at the same time.
That is so powerful. Can I hit on that real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
You talked about the synergy. So you and your best friend, so that is his superpower. And I'm sure he relies on your superpower too. And nobody's superpower is like any more or less important than anybody else. That's why it's so important to work in synergy. But something else that kind of popped into my mind when you were talking about superheroes is kind of something that I didn't realize that I had done early on. And that is, like, Superman has to have the opportunity to turn back into Clark Kent, right? So sometimes we have to unplug. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, when you think about Superman and think about Clark Kent, and you think about, like, getting on the job, and once you become this job or get on this job, it's sort of like sometimes it can take on the persona of, like, that's who you are. Like, your job is just very specifically a police officer, and that's what makes me me.
Right.
But you still need that time when you need to come back into Clark Kent. You still need that time to recover, to rest, to ask for help, to get mentors. You talked a lot about, you know, people thinking they know it all. Well, I thought I knew it all, but I was not doing anything the way that I should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And that you reach this pinnacle where you're like, you know what? I can either have a closed mindset where I'm like, hey, I know it all. And if I wasn't born with it, then, like, it can never happen for me. Or you can have an open mindset of, like, hey, you know what? Maybe I don't know what I don't know. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's something out there that is the solution to it. I've just got to be willing to find it. And so, like, really flipping a couple of those different mindset switches is really what is going to help you get yourself in the right direction. And then not beating yourself up if you're not the kind of person who brings energy for people. Like, you've got your own skills. You work in synergy with everybody. Like, can you imagine if everybody was, like, high energy like me? I would be like, dude, like, I'm not going to keep it. Like, you can't do that. You've got to find those people who can work in synergy, like you and your best friend, like people like that, so they can really build each other up.
Right. Yeah. There's that old saying that just be yourself because everyone else is already taken. And we live in this social media world where you see people's accounts and their lives are so amazing. And I think a lot of younger people, especially without maybe realizing it, just start to want to become other people. And it's like, listen, number one, that's not their real life. But number two, you're you, man. Like, do you to the best of your abilities and be shine as bright as you can, as cliche as that sounds, like, as you are. And that's, like, that's where I have, as I've gotten into my, you know, more middle ages, sadly, I think has been the biggest change. Cause I was there, you know, I would look around and be like, oh, I want to be more like that. I want to be more like this. I want to be more like that. And now it's like, no, I'm unapologetically me because the world needs me to be me. And I can't help everyone. What I have to say and the way that I have to say it. And this has been a recent, discussion, you know, because I can offend people very, I'm pretty good at it because I don't beat around the bush, right? Like, I'm going to bring you the truth as far as I can tell what it is. Cause I care deeply about the truth. And so I've realized that is my superpower, right? My superpower is finding, is analyzing, is using, strong, logic and finding truth and bringing that to people. Mm-hmm. Regardless of whether or not it's popular. And that doesn't work for everyone, but it works for the people who, you know, are my audience. So I'm fine with that. I'm not going to be anybody else. I'm just going to do me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what's awesome, because you're talking a lot about authenticity, is, like, authenticity, like, is something that when model, we start to take on as well. I noticed, like, the more people that I hang around with that are, like, just unapologetically authentic, it gets me to be more authentic. And it's such a breath of fresh air. I'm sure you can feel this too. Like, when you get to be yourself,
yes,
like, you don't have to try to be somebody else. And here's the funny thing. Like, when you look at those people that maybe you looked up to at one point, I mean, you could still look up to people, but not, like, in the sense of, like, hey, I want to be like them, or I want to be them. Like, they're still having terrible days. They're still yelling at their kids. They're still failing PT tests. They're still doing all those things. Like, you don't, you know, hit a level and then everything goes fine. Like, it's just the way that life is. Life is 50-50, right? Mm-hmm. 50% good, 50% bad. It doesn't matter who you are. But when you are authentic, it gives the other person permission to do it too. And here's the mm-hmm. thing, man. And I got to just say this, Terrence, I gotta acknowledge and appreciate you, because that is one of probably the hardest things to do, is to just come out and say, hey, I'm just going to show you who I am. I'm going to show you the successes. I'm going to show you the failures. I'm going to show you the flaws. I'm going to show you all this. I can't tell you how many people are just relieved by that. We need more people to be authentic like you and just come out and just tell people how it is, because they're not honestly thinking about you. They're thinking about, wow, this is such a relief, because then I can do that for myself too. And it just really inspires people. So I appreciate you for doing that.
Right. Yeah. And most of the time, if someone is not being authentic, it's because they're worried about what everyone else is thinking. And the reality is most everybody else isn't really thinking about you. They're doing the same thing. They're trying to wear whatever mask they think you want them to wear, and you're doing the same thing. And it's just a giant charade. And this is where, for all of its flaws, I hate government work, but this is where the Army really changed me for the better. Because, you know, if you're around people who have been, especially in a combat arms environment, they are the most ridiculously blunt people that you'll ever meet. They do not care what you think about who they are, what they say, because they walk with a confidence in, because of what they have done, they walk with a confidence in who they are. And so they refuse to apologize for who they are. Mm-hmm. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, like, these guys are nuts. They're assholes. Like, I'm not about this. But as, you know, time progressed, I saw why they were that way. And exactly what you said, Mark, it showed me that I could be me, and I didn't have to try to be, so acceptable to other people's palates. I could just be me. Mm-hmm. And if that drives somebody away, then I'm not the person that's going to lead them, and that's fine.
Right.
I love that. So let's talk about the fear of failure a little bit, because the reality is, if you're afraid of what other people think of you, mm-hmm. that is, in a sense, a fear of failing, right? You're afraid of failing to be what someone wants you to be. So if you could share with us some of your failures and mm-hmm. what advice you have for people who tend to really struggle with those kinds of thoughts.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So, one thing that has truly changed the game for me is just reframing failure. Okay. And we talk about it a lot, you need to fail in order to succeed. Right. And whenever you try something, you either succeed or you learn. Right. But in the moment, it doesn't really feel so good when you fail, but being able to get into those automatic thoughts, those unconscious thoughts that just happen all of a sudden, that basically beat you down because of something you failed at. In that moment, you have an opportunity to make a conscious decision, because you can bring that unconscious thought into the conscious and say, hey, you know what? How can I positively reframe this to actually make this an opportunity instead of a failure? So one of those exact moments, I can give you about 52 of them that happened this week, but I'm going to tell you probably my biggest one, because it was when I was 100 pounds overweight, when I was not making my family a priority. I was on the job already. I was completely out of shape. That's the time when my son was born, Andrew. He was 1 pound, 9 ounces. He had to spend 73 days in the NICU. He had all kinds of breathing problems. It took him 5 weeks and a day before he could breathe without the respirator. Mm-hmm. And so my first child, I had to leave him at the hospital and go home with my wife, where we had the house all set up, and we had all of the baby shower. Not in a place physically or mentally for that. And I had a breakdown. I was a mess. I ended up developing shingles. I could not show up for him. I couldn't show up for him the way he needed me to right then. And he didn't choose who his father was. Mm-hmm. Those were the choices that I made every single day, that I didn't exercise, that I didn't make my family a priority, that I didn't eat well. And literally I had failed Like, for me, that was like epic failure. There's nothing that feels more painful than when, you know, you fail and you fail your kids. Like, for me, oh, I was like, so I really had a choice. And I'm going to say that I in the beginning, I thought I didn't have a choice. I thought I had just failed and I was just going to beat myself up. And that was going to be the process around that. But after a couple days, I was like, you know what? Like, this is right now my biggest failure, but how could I make this into the greatest opportunity that's ever literally happened? Like, how can I make this that thing that's going to make me finally stick to my workout, make me finally healthy, give me energy? It's going to make me the better, best father that I can possibly be. It's going to make me make my family a priority. And then guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to freaking create a business around doing the same thing for other people. Mm-hmm. Now, in that moment, that did not seem possible, but I was like, I don't care. I'm going to do it until it works. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've owned my business now for 9 years. I've helped tens of thousands of police officers, first responders go through whatever their rock bottom moment is or those failures that they had. And if I had not positively reframed that, I would be stuck there, meaning I would be beating myself up. I would think that there's nothing else that I can do. Because at the moment, I thought that I didn't have enough time. I thought I didn't have enough money. I thought I didn't have enough of this, that to do anything. But guess what? That same person with the same money, with the same time, with the same brain, all those things was able to turn it all around. And basically by doing that, I was able to prove and be proof of like what's possible when it comes to reframing your failures. So that is probably the one that sticks out the most to me. But it's not something that you fail once and, you know, like, oh, your life is all good. No. I had many different setbacks. I ended up developing Crohn's disease, which is an autoimmune disease that they say is a result of taxing my body too much on this during this career, the food that I was eating, the late hours, the changing of the schedules, the, you know, the ups and downs, 13 days on the lines during the riots. I mean, all these things like actually forced me to once again fail, right? My body failed by developing an autoimmune disease. Once again, I had to reframe it. How can I show, like, make this actually an opportunity for myself, but also for the world? Mm-hmm. And so now I was like, I'm going to show people that people can have an autoimmune disease, all these kind of things, and own a fitness business and get back into the best shape of their life. And so I was on a mission. And that reframing got me back to where I am, where it's been a little over 4 years that I've had Crohn's disease. And every time I go into my doctor, he's like, what the hell? Like, what are you doing? Like, look at the other people in the waiting room who have Crohn's disease, have autoimmune diseases. Like, how are you? And it's because I was like, you know what? I need to reframe this so that I can be the best version of myself for my kids, for my family, for the people that I supervise at work, for like the community that I have, for my mastermind. I got to be the best. And so by being able to reframe that, that concept of failure is so critical. It's hard in the moment, but I can tell you, like, that thing that smashed you down, that broke you down, that makes you feel like a failure, it can be your greatest opportunity, but you have to choose to make that your greatest opportunity.
Right. So our members get a weekly little, you know, short episode, and part of the episode is weekly wisdom. And the one I did for this week is about a book called Leading Well from Within. I don't know if you've heard of that one. But it's a phenomenal leadership book, but also just a lifestyle book. It's really about about taking the things that, because stress is a response to you fearing that something you care about is at risk, essentially, right? So when we're afraid that something that we care about could be taken from us or hurt in some way, it creates a stress response. And then we have fight, flight, or freeze, right? So he says essentially the same thing, that like when you have that response, you can respond to it in a negative way, which most people generally do because it's automatic. Because we have the ability to see our thoughts, if we pay attention, we can instead lean into those challenges and see them as that, as an opportunity to turn it into something good, and use the fuel that that stress response gives us, because it does give you physical energy to overcome whatever challenge that is. So I just say that because I literally just got done recording that for our members. But that's a phenomenal book, Leading Well from Within. And it's about lifestyle. And Mark, you're talking about, you know, you went from, you know, you did, Andrew was just born and you had this moment of like, okay, I have failed in this. Like right now I'm recognizing I'm failing in a huge way. But I'm not going to just lay down and die. I'm not going to let this beat me. I'm going to change my entire lifestyle so that I can be the father I have to be for my son and the husband I have to be, the officer I have to be, the person I have to be, right? For everyone else around me. So if you could speak to, for someone who might be back in that place, where do they start? Because, you know, we have, for example, if you're talking strictly about fitness, a lot of people do these fad diets, right? They're trying to lose 10 pounds a week. And yeah, it might work for a little while. But once you stop the diet, it all comes back because it's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. And what I always tell people is like, listen, you need to create a lifestyle that is healthy and stop looking in the near term and look, you know, if you're looking within 5 years, you're failing yourself, right? It has to be a lifestyle. So where do people start about changing their lifestyle? So what advice do you have there?
That's a great question. So a lot of people, whenever they hear my story, they want to know like the tactics, like, okay, what did you eat and how often did you run and what gym exercises do you do? And I'm going to say those are important. But your mindset is ultimately the most important. Like if you're like, hey, I'm going to find a way, I don't know what it is, I'm just going to keep trying things until I find that piece that's going to be like that forever workout, that forever way of eating, that forever, I don't know, system that you're going to follow. And I, the idea of finding mentors, I mean, if you find a mentor who has something that they've been able to succeed with, and it's been somebody who has and understands like what you're going through, understands your career, understands kids, understands all those kind of things, and they've been able to succeed, there's a high likelihood that what they're doing is going to work for you. However, everybody's different. The reason why I always always go back to mindset is because there's an answer out there for you, but you don't know it yet. And so you have to be willing to try and fail. I mean, this goes on the heels of the last one, right? If you are like, hey, I need to find the best blank, and you're going to hold out until you find that best one, you're going to be holding out for a long time. Because I wish I could tell you that I lost 100 pounds overnight and that the first program that I followed was the best one. And it wasn't. Like, I tried everything. I mean, even try that little Chuck Norris, like little gym thing where you're going like this and you're kind of, you know, running back. But you know what? That works for some people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to knock anything that works for certain people. It didn't work for me. And so having this mindset of like, hey, I'm going to find something that works and I don't know what it is, but I'm going to keep trying until it does. Mm-hmm. And then I started to connect with mentors. I started to connect with groups, mastermind teams, things like that, where people were like, hey, I've been where you've been and I might just be a couple steps ahead of you, but this is really what's worked for me. And then I tried it and some stuff worked, some didn't. And that's ultimately what got me into what I'm doing today with, you know, my teams is I found stuff that works. And here's the thing, it doesn't work for everybody. That's the reason why you have to make sure that you're constantly like trying to find that mentor, trying to find that system, that team that's really going to work for you. But if you have that mindset of like, hey, I just got to keep trying until I find that thing, then you're going to find it. And like you said, I mean, like finding something that is going to not only be in congruence with you as a person, but also something you can do and not feel deprived. I can't tell you that word, that D word. People think you have to feel deprived in order to, you know, you got to work out 2 hours a day. You got to eat the same bland things over and over again. I don't know what plan you're on, but that's not what me and that's not what any of the people on my team do. We find stuff that's going to really fuel us and get us excited that we enjoy. And if it's not any of those things, keep looking. There's like how many millions of coaches and how many millions of people who can help you, right? And thinking that there's only one way of doing it is never the solution. Maybe it's something that's worked for you. Maybe your buddy did keto and it was awesome. Maybe your buddy did intermittent fasting. You tried it, didn't work for you. It's never you. It's always that thing that you tried. It's not in congruence with you. And if you come with that mindset, like not beating, we never go positive places when we beat ourselves up, but knowing that there's an answer out there, you just have to be willing to find it. is what I tell people. And I know that people are like, well, no, tell me what you're doing for your size. And I'm like, no, because that's really ultimately not the right way for you to get started. Yes, connect with a mentor, try many, many different things, find that thing's going to work for you. Ultimately, your mindset and making sure, like we said in the beginning, hanging out with the right people who are going to fuel that mindset, because there's going to be days you're going to wake up and that alarm snooze button's going to look really, really, really warm to you, right? But if you're hanging out with the right people, if you're reminding yourself of who needs you on your A game today, you're going to continue to show up and you'll find it. And when you find it, you're going to know that you found it. You'll be like, thank God I kept looking, right? And one day you're going to wake up and all those things that you were able to do came true. And guess what you got to do now? Mm-hmm. Now you got to start telling other people about it, because now it's your job to share what you have found with the world. I mean, that's really what what businesses are all about, right? You're like, this pain point you're going through, however, I know how to get through it quickly. Here, I really want to help you so you don't have to, you know, be pained by going through that. And that's really ultimately what this whole circle is all about for me.
Right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I mean, everyone is so unique as individuals. And if it works for you, it doesn't mean it's going to work for me or anyone else listening. But, you know, we hit a certain mass of people that are, for example, listening to this podcast. You know, it's going to work for a certain percentage of those people. But yeah, I mean, everyone is so different that we can't expect any one program to work for everybody. For those who feel like what you're saying and the energy that you're bringing right now resonates with them, you have a podcast, you've got a business. So tell them about what you're doing so they can come find you and connect with you in those places as well.
Thank you very much for that, Terrence. I appreciate it. So I have a podcast. It's called the Leo Family Fitness Podcast, L-E-O for Law Enforcement Officer Family Fitness, because those are the three pillars that we have. We focus on our career leading from the front. We focus on our physical, mental, and emotional health. And we focus also on connecting deeper with our family. And really, like, I mean, it's a free resource. It's going to give you that energy. I also have people that I get to interview on there, but I also have very short microcasts that give people that motivation they need to continue to show up. And I know a lot of people who listen to that want to take it to the next level. So basically what I also do is I create mastermind teams of police officers, first responders, people who are wanting to get not only like the mindset, but they also do want some of the tactics. They want some of the things to be able to manage their time better. They want to be able to connect better with their significant other, and they would like some help with that. Those are things that I've really been able to master through the mastermind teams that I've been a part of. And I bring that to a very select few group of small groups of people that I can get on a call. As a matter of fact, right before this, I had a call with them about some of the time management struggles and stuff that they're having. And that's really what I do, is I put the right people in the right room, and I get people who are way smarter than me to be inside and to really help us all and push us to grow. And so those are the two different resources that you could do, that you can check me out, Leo Family Fitness on the podcast. And then if you go to leofamilyfitness.com, you'll see not only my podcast, but also a way to learn about our mastermind team.
Awesome. For those of you listening, if you're driving, whatever, I always say this, those links will be in our show notes. So don't feel like you got to write them down right now or get on the internet. They're there for whenever you get to where you're going. So anything else that you want to touch on, Mark, before we shut it down?
Absolutely. Well, first off, Terrence, I greatly appreciate you. I know all the energy and effort it takes to putting into a podcast. And I know that your listeners greatly appreciate it too. But man, I just want to first say how appreciative I am, not only for the invite, but also for you putting together this amazing resource. Because like I said, the five people you surround yourself with, and you're giving yourself up as that opportunity so that mm-hmm. people can surround themselves more with you. So I appreciate that. I would probably end with this, and that is like it does not matter where you are right now. Like you... It is 100% possible for you, whether you're struggling to get on the department, whether you're struggling to get through a test, whether you're struggling, you're on the department right now and you're struggling with your health, your family, whatever, you are 100% capable. The answer is always out there if you are willing to find it. And if I can help you with that, definitely reach out. Continue to listen to this podcast, because there's a reason why you came upon this, right? Right. to spend more time with Terrence too. And the reason why is because I know that when you surround yourself with high level people, you naturally get pulled up to them. So keep plugging in and just know that it is 100% possible for you. And I know that because I was you and it wasn't too long ago. All right. So guys, go out there, be safe. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out.
Awesome. Wonderful ending message. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you reaching out to us and anything we can do for you guys in the future as well. We'd love to help out. Appreciate you. Thank you for coming on. You're a wonderful guest. So welcome anytime.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later. All right. That's a wrap for this one, ladies and gents. Mark, a huge thank you again for coming on the show and for fitting us in. I know, again, it was a scheduling you put us into your schedule at a time when you're normally pretty busy. I understand. So I appreciate you doing that. For everyone who is listening, you can find Mark at Elio Fitness, correction, eliofamilyfitness.com and the Elio Family Fitness podcast. And of course, those links are in the show notes. So no matter how stupid I am and how screwed up I say those things, the links should be correct. So go check that out in the show notes. Again, don't forget to check out our membership over at patreon.com, patreon.com. Listen, I know it's annoying when people ask for money. I hate asking for money, and I'm not just asking for money. I'm asking what I'm asking our members or our listeners, rather, our members are already doing this. What I'm asking our listeners to do is to consider supporting their law enforcement officers, period. Right? It doesn't matter if you sign up for the lowest level membership or the top one. What you're doing is supporting the police officers, the state troopers, the county sheriff's deputies in your area, because they are fighting a fight and facing challenges today that we have not seen in modern history. And they don't have a voice. And so we are their voice. This show is a place where we can speak for them. And we've been doing that. And we continue to grow our reach and have a greater impact on the conversation, broadly speaking. And we're doing that because our members are helping. So go check us out, patreon.com/policeacademypodcast. And that's all for this one. I hope everyone has a great couple of weeks. If you're a member, we'll see you next week because our members get a video episode every week. But yeah, have a great week. Obviously, stay safe, and we'll see y'all next time. As always, do good, be strong, stay free.